all the injuries on the O-line and with the receivers, what's the main way you've had to adjust to overcome those?
Well, we just got to stick together and believe in each other. We've been very balanced, I think, the last couple weeks, and that's how we got to win. You know, we got to run well, we got to throw it efficiently, we got to play defense like we've been playing, and cover kicks and make our kicks and make our punts.
Aaron, given how much this team blitzes most in the National Football League, how does that affect the tempo of what you guys do offensively?
Not at all. Not at all. I think we're going to, play up tempo like we did last week, and just trying to try and get as many plays off as we can as quick as possible, and make them adjust.
How important is a fast start this week? Last year you scored first almost all the time. It's been a little harder this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's we haven't been a real fast starting team the second half of the season this year. We've been coming back on teams. Did a good job the other night, down 11-0. Had a good second quarter, and then made our drives count in the third and fourth quarter. So it just depends on the way the game shakes out. We got to do a better job of field position early on to give ourselves a chance to have some drives in their territory. But we'd like to start fast. It'd help take the crowd out of it a little bit, probably.
Both Coach and Edgar talked about you being in the meetings and having that make a difference. Do you feel like that's made a difference?
I'm not sure. It's playoffs. The preparation has got to be solid or increase, and just about making sure everybody's on the same page, and whatever I got to do to help our team be ready to play, I'm going to do.
Aaron, what JC showed you last week and David back at practice, how good do you feel about the kind of protection you'll get this week?
Yeah, I think JC played really well. We did a good job of giving him some help at times, but when he didn't have help, he blocked really well. I thought we were able to get the ball on my hand quickly, have some places to go with the football. The guys ran some good routes, got open, made plays in the football, and we got to keep doing that.
What can you take from the last game against these guys just a few weeks ago going into this game?
Well, the pressure is all going to be on them. They're coming off a tough loss at home in Seattle. Before that, they blew us out. They're the Super Bowl favorites, and obviously the favorite team on Saturday night. So we just got to go out and be loose and let it all hang out, because the pressure is all on that side.
Jordy hasn't been able to play this year, but he's been around. He's traveled to all the games. What has he meant to your younger receivers, your team, and maybe a mentorship role? Or what has he been able to do?
Yeah, you got to ask those guys. I mean, it's been nice having him around. He's a great great teammate, great leader for us. Obviously, not having him on the field has been tough, but his presence has been felt in the meeting room and on game day. It's been great having him around. He's a great teammate. He's everything that you want in a Packer, and looking forward to him coming back next year.
Aaron, has Abby showed you enough to take on expanded players on the campus?
Yeah, I think Jared's done a good job for us when he's given opportunities. You look at the tape, and he's open a lot of times, even when the ball doesn't go his way. So we got to find ways to put him in position to do what he does best and find a way to give him the ball.
Is there a specific game that you can think of in the past where you tell this to your younger teammates, hey, first game, we lost lopsided. We came back in and we played smarter and won out. Anybody, any of these athletes know that can happen. Do you talk about that? Is that a focal point?
No, no, no. I think, we're all fans of sports, and, it makes me think of Dallas. When Dallas made their run, they got blown out at home, against the Lakers by 30, and they came back a short time after that and swept them in the playoffs. So stuff happens all the time. We're all fans of sports. We know how it goes. Anything can happen. We're going in as the underdogs. We're going to be loose and ready to go, and it's going to be their stadium is going to be rocking, but the pressure is going to be on them.
How confident is everyone on offense after one of your best performances in a while against Washington?
Yeah, we feel good about it. We got to continue to look for ways to improve. We did a decent job on third down, decent job in the red zone, but there's always room for improvement.
Aaron, are you familiar with the new virtual reality training that's going on? Some teams are using it. Have you seen any of that technology, and is that something you'd be open-minded to maybe in the future?
Yeah, actually, in the offseason, Evan Moore, who used to be a tight end here, and I are still close friends. So I saw the technology he's working with, and it's really interesting stuff. I think it definitely has a place in the game moving forward. I think it's a great teaching tool that for sure he can use on some of the lower levels, and it's starting to make his way into different teams. I think they have a number of colleges signed up and a couple pro teams as well.
just out of curiosity, the Powerball is tonight. Have you ever played the lottery? And what would you do with over $1 billion?
Buy an NHL team. Right? I read an article today about that. I do play. Yeah, why not? I mean, come on. It's the everybody's got the same opportunity, right? One in 292 billion or million. Sorry, million. But yeah, I got my tickets. I'll be watching the drawing.
Each game's a separate game, Aaron, obviously, for better or worse, so this is a separate game than what you just played. Is there any springboard to the guys? You guys look looser, look like it was flowing better all the way around. Is there a carryover?
Well, we turned it on last week. You know, I said that the previous week, you know, that we could flip that switch. I felt confident we would, and we did. You know, it was a slow start for us. We got the win on our side in the second quarter and made some drives. You know, we put some plays together and went down, scored some points, and turned the momentum in the game. Then did a nice job in the third quarter after they came out and scored, took the lead back, and then got the ball in the late third, early fourth, and drove down, scored again, got the 2-point, really put us in a good position. Our defense is playing so well and getting a lot of sacks. You know, when we go up 2 scores on a team, it really makes it difficult on them. So we're gonna, you know, try and do the same thing, be efficient on offense, and you know, you go into a hostile environment. We've played these kind of games before. We've won these kind of games before, and we're going to rely on that experience and that passion we played with last week to hopefully carry over.
What makes it harder when you see a team the second time around, and what makes it easier when you see a team the second time?
Well, I think a lot of it's mental. You know, they're obviously very confident from the first time we played them, but then they, you know, had a rough one their last home game, and they've had a week off to think about those things. We had a rough one at home at the end of the season, but we kind of came together and put a good product on the field last week. So we're confident, you know, getting our first playoff win and going into a hostile environment where we feel a lot more confident, I think, than we felt at the end of that game last time.